Visiting with Hartford head football coach Dana Kistner here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a 76-24 loss at St. Paul. But you look, Landon Schultz had three passing touchdowns. Coy Wilkinson had three receiving touchdowns. And Tyson Bolson had a kick return for a score. You got some positives heading into the final game of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, usually when you're 0-7, nothing seems to go right. And I think that we have things that are going right for us. And, you know, just we need to be able to build on those things that are going right. And right now our passing game, really our passing game throughout the whole season, has been pretty solid. I would like for our running game to get going where, you know, it would help our passing game some. But, you know, we've got things going in the right direction. We get Simon Blankley back this week from his injured ribs. So, you know, that's a positive. He'll help on the defensive side of the ball a lot. He's our best tackler probably. So having him out for the last 3 or 4 weeks has not been good for us on the defensive side of the ball.
So what do you feel like a strength right now is for Landon right now passing the ball?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's confidence. You can tell when he starts to get in a rhythm and he starts to feel good about himself during a game because he doesn't question anything. There's times, you know, say incompletes, you know, 3 or 4 in a row. There's times where, you know, I just got to tell him, hey, you know, you're all right. We're good. Just focus and get the next one. And then he starts getting back into his rhythm again. So I think if we can keep confidence with him right now, which we know being a young quarterback, that is not always the easiest thing to do, okay? But just our wide receivers are doing a good job of helping instill confidence in him. When he throws a jump ball, they're doing a good job of either we come down with it or we, you know, live to play another down. So just keeping confidence with Landon, and he's doing a good job too, so.
And for Coy Wilkinson with three receiving touchdowns, did they kind of key in on Keenan Renfrow and Tyson?
Yeah, absolutely. St. Paul did a good job. And really teams are starting to know, hey, like Hartford wants to throw the ball to number 11. They want to throw the ball to number 14. So, you know, who's the next guy? Right now that's Coy. This week it could be Nolan Trester, you know. I think that we have depth at that wide receiver position and tight end position to where, you know, if you want to double somebody, somebody else is going to have a good night. And Coy was able to take advantage of that last Friday. So, yeah, I mean, early we were able to hit Tyson and Keenan against St. Paul, and they had some big plays. Well, they started, you know, double-teaming them. So then Coy was able to have a big night, you know, the best night he's had as a receiver, you know, in his young high school career. So, yeah.
We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Dana Kistner here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you get Meredizine coming up. It's a battle of winless teams. I know that was your lone win last year. But, again, it's your final regular season home game as well. And you get one more next week as well with the crossover bracket with another placer in the fifth place from another district, Trojans do a lot of different things, Coach, and I know they're probably hungry to get one just as much as you guys are.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you get this late in the season, and you have two young teams. Melvern's really young, just like we are. You have two young teams, and they're coached well. The biggest thing to help a young team is to win a game, confidence-wise. They're going to be hungry. Okay, Coach Bass, I have the utmost respect for Coach Bass over there. He gets his kids to play hard. They're always prepared. And they do a lot of really good things. Their offense is pretty diverse. They haven't been able to score a lot of points yet this year, but I think it's because their young guys they're still learning that diverse offense. And you can tell kind of just watching them on film, they're starting to pick some things up as we come down the stretch here. So we got to be prepared on the defensive side of the ball for anything that they could throw at us. But I do think that, to answer your question a little bit better, I think that this is a very important game for both programs to build towards the future with.
Well, Coach, another thing is they're going to six-man next year, and so this is going to be the first time. This is going to be the last time you're going to see them in a while.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Hartford and Melbourne have kind of always had this, you know, sense of rivalry. I don't know that it's like a Texas Oklahoma style rivalry where you hate the other school. But it's always been it's a competitive series. I want to say the two I'll have to check this and I can send it to you, but I think all time series in 8-man football, it might be 500, where equal in wins. So, you know, it's always been a competitive game, throughout history. So, yeah, we just got to come ready to play, and do the little things right.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday against Meredithine Valley, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Yep, awesome. Thank you, Dylan.
That is Hartford head football coach Dana Kistner joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Hartford State Bank and Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.